This very special episode of the HYG Podcast is brought to you by a very special sponsor. That's right, you heard it here first, folks. From the creators of the critically acclaimed Can of Fresh Air comes the revolutionary new product, Box of Sawdust. Spill the carafe of coffee in the break room? No problem. Sawdust. Getting a creepy vibe from that guy following a little too closely on the sidewalk? Sawdust. That last bite of your mother-in-law's infamous meatloaf leave a bad taste in your mouth? Not when you have sawdust. This handcrafted 2x4 box brings you the joy of sawdust to your front door. It fits comfortably in the palm of your hand. And get this, for listeners of this podcast only, they are offering a spectacular deal you won't see anywhere else. Buy one box of sawdust and get a second box of sawdust for the price of your first box of sawdust. Incredible savings, folks. Simply enter Don't Spank Me, Mommy, I Held My Goats with no spaces and all caps in the promo code section at checkout. Once again, Don't Spank Me, Mommy, I Held My Goats at checkout.
This is the Hold Your Goats Podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats Podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats Podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats Podcast. Hold Your Goats Podcast.
Yeah. All right, we're going. We're doing the thing.
This is the Hold Your Goats Podcast.
Number 40 died.
We should do a special for 50.
Yeah. A Netflix special.
It should be like a Christmas special.
Okay. Let me see if this works.
Why? I can't. Oh, it's upside down. I see it now.
That's funny. I don't hear it, though.
Yeah, I don't hear him the call. How do you know when he picks up?
I don't know. It's not working, though. It's on 5 and 6.
Hello?
Chase? Chuck Face?
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
I hope that got recorded.
Redial.
Did you hear his voice? Hello, this is Chase. It's like, it's an old ring, old voicemail.
Yeah.
Chase.
I think we missed our window. He's probably like got it actually work now.
He's probably on his vehicle driving. Does he work, you said 7 days a week, but how many hours every day?
Well, 60 to 70 hours, so probably like.
Oh, 10. Man.
Yeah, at least 8 to 10.
Hello, you've reached Chase Stevens. Sorry, yeah.
When does he take lunch?
I don't know. Probably never.
Yeah, probably.
Oh well, we tried. If he calls back, we'll be ready.
Okie dokie.
Well, that was a failed attempt, but whatever. It works.
Yes. Move the mic.
Just because I'm OCD.
Alright. What do we got?
I don't know, man.
We kind of just did it all in the car.
Yeah.
The school system, the education, the culture, Catholicism,
yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. It's lit, fam.
What do you want us to talk about, podcast? Tell us in the comments below.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They're in the comment section.
Well, I got to quit my day job because of all the sponsor money that's coming in now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, the shitting ass said that they're booked out until, you know, January 2019, so. Yeah. Keep making your reservations, keep calling in, sometimes people cancel, so.
I like the Redwoods.
Yeah, they're actually trying to find a second Redwood to make another tower to kind of open up more reservations.
It's like those cookies, what do they call them? Those elf cookie.
Oh, Keebler elves?
Keebler elf, yeah. Tree. You go take a dump in their tree. That's what I imagined when I heard it.
Oh, man.
Little Keebler elves cater to you. Cater to your every whim and every need.
Yes.
Complimentary cookies.
Yep. Yeah, we sold out. We're getting all of our sponsor money now.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. You do.
Man. I was counting on Chase.
That would have been a good start.
To give us content.
That would have been great.
I don't know what to talk about now.
Could talk about our full stomach of Mexicano.
Traditional Mexican food, man.
If you haven't eaten a lengua taco, you might be American.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a redneck joke, but it didn't fit.
Couldn't squeeze it in there.
Lengua, cabeza, pastor with pineapple. Cilantro on everything.
Yeah. Yummy stuff, man.
Onions. Have you seen those videos of those guys that cut onions? just like super fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they hold it in their hand and they cut it into like a grid.
Oh,
sick. Here he is. Chase.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're actually recording the podcast right now, man.
No, nice.
You're on it, man. They can hear you talking right now.
Good.
Very good.
Tell them about your day job.
Oh, it's long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't sleep.
Do you work 10 hours every day, pretty much?
Yeah, sometimes more, though.
Mm.
Do they make you work?
I mean, not before. Now I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't used to be quite that many, but right now, yeah.
Fun stuff, man.
Yeah.
Pretty
exciting.
I wanted to get back to our conversation about veganism.
Oh.
We never got into that, man. We touched the surface.
Really?
Yeah. The last time you were on, we were going somewhere with that, and then we just started talking about penises and farts.
I don't know about it.
We were talking about the morals behind it.
I don't know if it's necessary.
Well, it's kind of detrimental to your health, really.
Yeah, it's probably immoral.
Nutritionally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the only reason I ever got into it was because I really just don't enjoy eating meat. I just don't like... It's like a texture thing for me. I just don't like the way it falls apart in your mouth. I don't know. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah. But then you get the cunts that are like, you save the animals.
There's no way. How do you not... You don't like bacon?
I like bacon. Bacon's okay. That's a different thing, because it's like crispy. And it's good. I don't know. I don't know what it is about meat, but like sometimes I'm way into it, but like looking at a steak does not appetize me. It grosses me out to look at meat like that. I don't know why. It's just, it puts me off. It doesn't make me hungry.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I'm a weirdo.
It's pretty weird.
And when I eat steak, it's gotta be cut like thin or cooked really like well done. I can do like medium rare, but anything that rare is just gross. It's just nasty to me. Can't do red meat.
I don't know, dude. I think it's all good.
Yeah.
What about lengua tacos? Would you eat a tongue taco?
No.
No?
No.
You probably wouldn't have enjoyed where we just got back from.
Did you guys eat tongue?
I did.
Ian had one, yeah.
Chance had one that he forgot what it was.
Damn, I can't remember what it was.
he ordered something. He didn't know what it was because it was in Spanish.
It was carne asada. Maybe it was carnitas. Maybe it was just pulled pork.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, we just had some legit Mexican food. It was really good.
We're going to be sick.
Yeah.
Just waiting for it. Was it really legit, though?
It was, yeah, man. You should go there and try it out. It's pretty close to you. It's right in AF.
Across from Olive Garden.
Yeah. Right there by Main Street. Or is that State Street?
State?
By State.
It's where the old J-Dogs used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Pretty yummy stuff.
I don't know why nobody uses their apartment number.
On their mail? They don't put it on there? Wow. How many return to senders do you get on a daily basis?
An apartment's a lot.
Oh, okay. Depends on the area.
Probably 10% of them.
Wow. That's yeah, that's quite a few.
Yeah. Hundreds.
Just hear him sorting the mail. Do you have to wear a uniform?
We have to sort in the morning a little bit.
Yeah, everybody sorts stuff. A bit.
Yeah, I don't know about half of them.
Do mailmen get mugged ever?
That's an attack. I've never thought of that. Huh. People are crazy, man.
I think people have had stuff.
Is it probably more so in the holiday season, right?
Yes, carriers have definitely been robbed before.
Wow.
But...
Yeah, it's probably just in the holiday season, right? I'd imagine. I'm sure they were just knowing people are getting their
iPhone X's.
Nintendo Switches, iPhone X's.
Give me that or iPhone. Just a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah.
What is your, well, I guess, never mind. That's a dumb question for the podcast, at least. I was going to ask him, what area does he cover?
Oh, yeah.
Don't that's answer
little,
that.
That's a little revealing. So yeah, man, my divorce papers came in the mail. Super happy about it. It's done.
I think I'm better to. I got Telly to agree to a settlement.
You did?
Yeah, she Hell said yeah. she will when she signs it. Then.
Hmm. Well, now you have to wait the 3 months.
No, that clock has already started a little over a month ago.
Oh, so now it was contested. She contested it. Or no? Is it still uncontested?
No. No, that 3 months doesn't... That 3 month wait starts when you file, not when they agree.
I thought it was they filed once you came upon an agreement.
Dang.
No, he's already done that. I get
oh, okay.
Somehow the clock's already started.
Huh. Well, that's nice.
I saw your parents at Best Buy the other day. It was like, I think it was on Black Friday. I don't think they recognized me, though, because I... felt awkward to approach them, so I just let them be.
Oh.
They're like, who are you?
That totally sounds like something Kelly would say. Your parents are awesome, Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty dope.
Yeah.
They're pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, but, you know...
But not in the worst way.
Either. Yeah, yeah. They're very open-minded, very understanding. They're nice people.
Yeah, I guess they are, definitely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like they are that much, but I guess when you compare them to other...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Others.
Now what?
Well, we need to celebrate sometime, man. We gotta go out and get some drinks or something. Celebrate the divorces.
What should I celebrate?
That you never got married.
Probably.
It's definitely a thing to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. I think it's ridiculous how easy it is to get married. Like, the only thing that makes a wedding expensive is, like, all the extra stuff you want to do. Like, the government side of marriage is so cheap. It's like $20
Snap
for a certificate.
Your fingers and you're done.
Yeah.
Well, it should be cheap.
But then to get divorced, it's like 10 times more expensive. It's nuts.
If it were more expensive to get married, do you think it would deter people from getting married in the first place and then ending up having to divorce?
They'd have to think about it more, I think, yeah.
So it would help people to think about it more, and there would be less divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor people would not get married.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it is in Mexico right now.
Hmm.
They have to pay an absurd amount.
Hmm.
So everybody's just in a, what they call a union libre, a free union, whatever. Hmm. I don't know what they call it. Hmm. Just cohabiting.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hmm. I think it's ridiculous that, like... if you're a married couple with kids, you get, like, all these tax cuts and
benefits.
Credits. Yeah. But then once you become a single parent, you get jack shit. You get nothing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't. You lose your child credit and everything. You get nothing. Like, I'm going to get screwed over in taxes this year. I didn't realize that they had 6 federal exemptions on my tax form, so they weren't taking any federal taxes this year. So once the tax season comes around, I'm going to end up owing quite a bit for this year, but whatever. It's whatevs.
No tax return?
Yeah, no tax return. I'll be owing money for sure. I'll be owing probably $2,000, I'm imagining. Yeah.
I never get anything in my tax returns, even though I make a buku bucks.
Yeah.
I get like a $100 check, and they're like, okay, bye.
Well, it just means that you're... paying in what you should be, because the money you get back is what you've overpaid, so it's your money anyway.
Yep.
So it's just how much you get throughout the year. And yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of felt like I cheated the system with taxes last year. I bought my phone with cash, bought a PC with cash. It was nice, but those days are gone.
Yeah, I gotta be conservative with stuff I buy with cash. Probably shouldn't have bought that TV.
We can file jointly one more time, and then I'll get a claim Henry every other year.
Oh yeah, you guys still can file jointly because it's not final until the new year, huh?
Yeah, it's in the agreement that we can that we're gonna split that one next one 50 in half.
Oh, and but then you get to claim Henry.
Well, we're filing jointly one more time.
Right, but then after that, you're gonna claim him, or are you splitting it? Like you claim the one year, she claims the
I'm
next.
I'm not sure who gets him the year after, but then we are gonna switch every other year.
Okay, yeah, because that's usually I'll how claim it works him every with other joint year. Custody. Yeah, so I only get to claim one, and then my ex claims the other one. So, which is fine, because all it is an exemption after that point, because you don't get the credit. So,
it's not like there's a difference between the two either. It's just a number on a sheet.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd like to claim Logan, because then I can claim him an extra
longer
year.
Longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only one extra year, so it doesn't really matter. What you been up to, Chase?
I'm sorting mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. What pursuits are you going after here?
I don't know right now.
Yeah.
Making good money right now.
Yeah.
I just need to move out.
Yeah. That's always a nice thing. Get out of the... Yeah,
I'll never go back.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not that I'm out, I'll never go back.
Yeah. It was so hard for me to come back here, but it's like I had no other option.
Right.
You know? I had no other option. It's not that I hate my parents, it's just that it's so liberating to just be out on your own, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you moved out?
Yeah, I moved out. I went and lived with your parents, man. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're back now.
Of course, yeah, I'm back at my parents' house. I mean, where else am I going to go with two kids making... the money I'm making.
If you worked here, you'd have enough to move out.
That's true, yeah.
What's your starting pay?
Starting pay is $16 an hour, but you get a lot of overtime.
Yeah, that's really nice. Like, my job right now, I only get overtime in the summer.
Yeah, I'm already at, like, $16.50.
Nice. It's not
like
bad.
You get raises.
Every quarter?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact schedule is. It caps at like $30 an hour.
Oh, wow.
So anyone who's been here like more than 10 years is making $30 an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
10 to 12 years to get there, and they all get 5 weeks of vacation.
That is nice. I get 2 weeks.
Yeah, I only get 2 weeks right now also.
Yeah.
I work as a security guard, so that's fun. It's the easiest thing in the world. I basically have to make sure nobody gets in the building. Or if I do concerts.
But you're taking classes. Yeah. I was going to do that until I realized I needed to save up for a lawyer. Mm. That'll tell you.
Yeah.
They're hiring where I'm at if either of you ever want it. You can just work at the Vivint locations, which there's three of them in Utah Valley. There's one in Provo, Linden, and Lehi. And you can do as many hours as there are available. You just have to sign up for shifts, and it's first come, first serve. So I usually have to schedule my shifts like a month out. And you can go overtime. It starts out at $15, $16 as well. And then you do concerts on the side, and those are like $12 an hour. But those are still cool because you get to go see concerts.
That'd be pretty dope. It's like a part-time thing.
Yeah, that's what I've done so far. They can tase you if you want to. Would you ever get tased, Chase?
No.
Not to have the right to tase others?
No, I'm not even curious.
Yeah.
Just don't even care now.
Yeah.
I can't, it's so weird that people will do that for the fun of their time.
Right?
Probably only once, though. No one's gonna do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
They have to be, like, masochistic or something.
or into,
why, have
into
you,
some
have
pretty.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. They have to be into some pretty kinky stuff, though. Yeah.
Just do it so you can tell us about it. Do it.
I'll have to wait until summer rolls around, but I might just do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I hear a lot of people pee themselves.
Oh, man. You have to empty your bladder beforehand.
Yeah, I'll go to the bathroom for sure.
Just get some Depends.
Yeah.
From what I've been told, they have to hold the taser to you for 5 seconds.
Oof.
Why?
That's an eternity.
That's an eternity, dude.
Oh, man.
Count to five. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, my God. That would be nuts.
That would suck.
Why so long?
I don't know. Just so that, like, from what I understand, so you don't hold the trigger on somebody for too long.
Oh.
Because I guess that happens with the police, you know? Like, they'll tase somebody, but they'll, like, hold on to it for, like, an absurd amount of time.
Oh, man. Gross.
That's brutality for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's unnecessary. What's your opinion on the cops, man? That's what I want to... That's something we could get into.
Blue lives matter or don't matter?
I don't know.
See, I don't want to get behind Blue Lives Matter just as for the same reason I don't want to get behind Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
there are good
like
police officers.
Lives over lives.
There's good and bad on both ends.
Yeah. Yeah, to me the issue isn't the police force itself, it's corruption.
Individuals.
It's just corruption.
Yeah.
It exists everywhere. It exists in politics, it exists in religion. Corruption exists everywhere. But with police, it's really bad because they have power over civilians.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bad.
Yeah. The concept of it is kind of gross, but it's entirely necessary in the society we live.
The only real example I can pull off of the top of my head that's happened locally for us is that one at the U where the lady, the nurse, was not going to give a blood draw or whatever.
Yeah,
she wasn't going to draw the guy's blood.
I think there's a lot more stuff that happens
that's unreported.
Complaints and stuff, but
exactly.
It's never covered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things that are messed up that they do and that doesn't get coverage. And
well, police reports,
I think it's common.
Yeah, yeah.
That they abuse what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think probably 50% of the stuff on police reports is fabricated. In my own experience, that's
my half brother's dad has talked about it. Hmm. He retired a little bit early because he was
dad. Because what?
In the area.
He wanted to leave early, retire early because he was sick of seeing
or was he? He was in Orem.
Orem's a pretty ghetto place. I mean,
they just,
there are rich parts.
They break a lot of, they do a lot of illegal spying.
Mm.
Like intercepting people's calls and listening to them so they can get extra drug busts and improve their stats.
Oh, but before they get a warrant,
they'll invade people's privacy when they don't have warrants. Like,
wow. Yeah, that's pretty
He's like, yeah, they have that. They could, listen to people's calls and crap.
Huh.
And there, it's not legal that they do it.
No, it's not. Yeah, you have to.
But
have
he was telling me, I was like, Jesus.
Wow, that's crazy.
Did you ever hear about the Cedar Hills city council scandals and stuff like that they were doing? Mm-hmm. The Cedar Hills city council members and all that stuff. They were investing money into the golf course and kind of washing it, kind of what do they call it?
Like laundering.
Like laundering money through their city.
Gross.
And they all got booted. They all got the hammer.
Wow.
The whole entire city council, practically, fire department, and a few other things. I don't know specifics. I'd have to look it up. But just a whole bunch of corruption in Cedar Hills.
Wow. Why the golf course?
That was just the
was
easiest thing for them.
Operated?
I don't know. Somebody had some connection.
Huh.
But that was just an easy way to dip their money through some different source.
That's really gross.
Hmm. There's 20 NBUs at this one spot.
What's an NBU?
Each of them has 20 addresses, so that's 400 addresses.
Well, at least you don't have to travel far.
Yeah, but he's practically doing like 20 trips in one go.
Yeah.
This is so tedious. Yeah, but I have like bins of mail.
Right.
And like for newspapers. I'm trying to get the newspapers out today. So
who even reads newspapers anymore? That's such an antiquated thing in my mind right now. Newspapers and phone books.
But weekly we do it. But, you know, I'm not complaining now that I'm getting paid to do it.
Right.
I'm paid good money.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'm going to throw it all away. But
they used to have dumpsters dedicated to newspapers and phone books. I still remember that. Those are gone now.
I'll read, like, the school newspaper, and that's about my extent of newspapers. That's as far as I'll go with it.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't even read the school newspaper in its entirety.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people do, though. Like, there's this one lady that it's an apartment complex, and they don't have ads yet. Everyone's been procrastinating getting those on the truck. No one wants to deliver even with papers, but we don't get papers for them yet, and this lady's always, like, coming down when I'm delivering. Can you give me some ads? When are you guys going to start giving me ads?
I bet in bulk they're extremely heavy.
Yeah.
And home phones. You know, home phones are going out. Landlines. Everybody has cell phones now.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Well, landlines are still a really big business in, like, small companies.
I think it's ridiculous how they're trying to, like, use delivery systems with drones. I think that's the most absurd thing. Right. It's just, like, weird.
I guess it's maybe more effective to advertise in the mail than on the internet.
Hmm.
People respond more when you send them like coupons in the mail.
Right.
Try to put a thing online. Like, people ignore it online, but like I guess when you send them coupons, people still like respond to that.
Yeah. Because that's the status quo. That's all they've known.
People like the junk mail is because some people like coupons.
Yeah, I think it's like just the physical. It's a thing. It's a possession you have.
Like, and I'll do it. If I see a coupon to some place, I'll, like, scan through the mail I get just to see if there's any coupons to any places I want.
Yeah.
And I throw it away. Like, a restaurant I like, though, I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely gotten places... it's definitely gotten me to go somewhere because I got a coupon.
Yeah. The ad worked.
It definitely works in College Town Logan because we go to Carl's Jr. with coupons all the freaking time.
It's the only time you go to Carl's Jr.
Yeah. And they send, like, coupon book packets, like flip books.
It's doing something because people, like, companies are still paying all the time. Every day there's freaking ads going out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think any kind of advertising is gross.
The occasional, you get some important letters, they're kind of rare. But
well, advertising is just another word for manipulation. That's really all that advertising is just manipulating people, in my mind.
I mean, I guess, but like, how else are you supposed to...
Right?
I don't know, like, and if how are you supposed to promote your business? If you create a company and you don't have advertising, then... Like, what's going to happen?
It's a necessary problem.
Well, I mean,
like, you have to have it.
Now with social media, it's not really that, because word can get out just from people. But yeah, I mean, I understand that you have to promote your business somehow. I just don't like how predatory it feels.
Yeah, not as well.
I'm being hunted.
Yeah.
Encroached upon.
Right? It really feels that way.
When I'm on the computer, though, I tune every ad out. I don't even look.
Yeah.
You don't even know what they are.
Yeah, if I go to read, like, an article and a pop-up ad comes up or a video just autoplays, I'm like, nope, I don't need to read this. I'm gone. You lost me. Yeah, online advertising, I'm glad it's not doing as well as other things. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's an invasion of privacy. Ads on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon we'll have no internet, because
net neutrality
is going to be shot in the face.
They'll have to create a new internet. Like Silicon Valley.
Are you for Trump?
I'm pro-Trump in the sense that it's getting people to see that the presidency is a ridiculous occupation.
That and he's probably the only alternative we had.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not true. I don't know why he got so popular. It was kind of like an inevitable.
I don't know.
I think it's because people are just not that smart.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
I definitely have, like, had the general population, like, I used to see as a lot more intelligent than me now, for sure. It's definitely had an impact on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is just... Yeah.
Yeah, this presidency really has made me more cynical as a person.
It is just, like, humanity is not going to survive a long time.
No, we're on a steady decline, for sure.
Yeah.
We're in the hole, 6 feet under.
Well, I don't know, maybe with this CRISPR technology we'll be able to weed out some of the... play a eugenics card here.
Maybe we'll be able to freeze ourselves and like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
No, I just that's gonna I don't think we're gonna see a lot of it in our lives.
Yeah, probably not in our lifetime, but I don't know. The technology's taking off. There's a lot of research going on with CRISPR. I'm excited about it, but
I think I just don't know what direction it's going to go. If the future is going to be better with technology or worse.
Yeah. It depends on if it gets picked up consumerism-wise.
Yeah, it depends on how much power the rich have.
Yeah, yeah.
When it gets... See, that's what's depressing is so many people vote Republicans and their whole party is like purely just giving the rich more power.
Yeah, just push the money.
I feel like it might be a crucial time to like not have that happen.
Hmm.
Might be a time where we need to start giving the rich a lot less power, or that kind of technology really mess the future up.
Yeah, Trump just passed a tax cut.
If it's the more power, like, yeah. All I know is capitalism has to end eventually with that when in the. The world is going to change so much that it's no longer going to work.
Mm.
There's too much
like
going on.
Right now, it's the best economic system. I think capitalism.
Yeah.
I think that's going to change. Like, there will come a time where
it's just
that doesn't
not
work anymore.
Plausible. Yeah, there's going to be way too much human suffering to justify.
That's because there's too many humans.
Yeah.
Well, no, but when you have a world where machines can generate all the material goods we need,
right?
People, there's no reason people have to work.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have machines that are generating that much value, there's no reason people shouldn't have enough money to comfortably live.
Yeah, to just survive.
Like
without
working.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason at that point.
Because it's all autonomous.
I mean, just imagine a society where machines replace pretty much all of our jobs.
Yeah, and the machines
why
create
do people
all the
need
wealth.
To work?
Yeah.
Because then
yeah, we've
you
talked
have
about
a, you'll
this
have a
now.
Few
yeah.
super rich, and then everyone else is
all you need is poor. Maintenance of the machines, and that's all you need. Yeah.
That's what
like
I was,
people who cut hair for a living could be out of a job, or could be have their job longer than a mathematician.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I was talking. This was like a couple episodes back. I was saying things like the humanities.
Was that the dating
is where we're gonna,
corporate?
Could have been, yeah. Something. Yeah. We were just talking about
that'll
how,
be a direct like 360.
Yeah, yeah. Like you'll like coffee shops and entertainment businesses, things like that. Musicians.
I feel like a lot of more people will have to be a lot more generous.
Yeah.
And charity.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to, our whole economic system will have to be overhauled.
Yeah, because it's completely counter what is set up right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to get rid of the mentality of, like people need work for their money.
Yeah, I just don't like how our capitalism is set up to where you just, your number one priority is to make as much money for you, yourself, personally.
It gives you a lot of individual freedom, though. Like, your choice is you can become what you want to be, but...
Yeah.
At the cost of climbing over others, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Throw everybody under
but
the
then
bus.
Communism, like, destroys productivity.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. I mean, the idea behind communism is really, it's really nice. It's a nice thought, but it doesn't work in practice.
The thing I've seen, and we've talked about the homeless situation before. I mean, those people, some of them just don't have any will to work.
Yeah, there's no motivation.
There's no motivation for them. So why should they be rewarded in a society where they don't do much? That's the other contrast of capitalism, is people who are rewarded without really earning it.
Yeah. You know, people shouldn't need to... Our society has enough wealth to where people shouldn't need to earn basic necessities. They should be earning wants, not needs.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. But then greed comes in.
Yeah, and then your definition of where do you draw the line on a want versus a need.
Yeah.
I think needs would be food, water, shelter.
Yeah, that should be the basic.
But then food is such a
and hygiene. Big thing. Hygiene. And I think it extends to health, like, so.
Yeah. See, so that's like, it starts getting blurry right there.
I don't know. I think everybody can agree that health care should be a necessity.
Health.
But I don't know.
Or just not just health care, but just health and the ability to be healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You need to be able to take a you need running water.
Yeah.
You know, 48% of the world is without flushing toilets in 2017. Yeah. 48% of the world's population. That's insane.
Yeah, but that's because, like, India has, like, 30% of the world population in it.
Yeah,
and China as well. They're a majority. But every person has different requirements or needs for their health. Like, a perfectly healthy, normal person may need running water and hygienic stuff, but somebody that's like disabled will need a little bit more, you know.
I think we should be able to give back enough so that homeless people, there's no, like, people, everyone should have
food, water, shelter
with running water,
yeah,
and food, and health care.
I think healthcare is a big thing.
Everything beyond that, I think that's all. That's all, everything beyond that should be worked for.
Want.
Right now, but the thing is that needs to eventually. If you have a society where machines are producing all that wealth, people should have. Then you should also include some level of wants without having to work.
Yeah. Once the trend starts to go up in a progression, the abundance.
Yeah. But you got to raise the base level first.
Because I just always think, like, theoretically, let's say, every time a machine takes a job, like, that person could still be getting paid for that job without doing that job, without, like, I don't know, society would function the same.
Right. But corporations are people too, you know.
Sometimes it costs money to run the machine as well, though. So the money that they're using to pay the person to do it, they're using the money on the machine.
But it's like a fraction of the salary.
I know, it is, but...
Yeah. A tiny, yeah, a small fraction.
Yeah, but some of it will have to cut back towards the machine. Like the fuel cost or something. But not enough to where it's like the full amount that you were paying the employee.
Right, yeah. That's the reason why. No,
but the majority of that money just goes just straight up to the top.
Exactly.
Pocket of the CEO.
Livelihood.
Yeah. They'll save it and then they'll use what they need on their machine.
Yeah.
Until it breaks
it's
down.
Pretty depressing.
Man. Corporations make me sick.
It just needs to be discussed more. As more people discuss it, we'll come to more solutions.
We could end up in a society where
it's run by syndicates.
Everyone else is struggling to not starve.
Walmart and Comcast will own
everything.
People
with unimaginable levels of wealth.
And unimaginable.
And then we'll have a purge.
Misery.
It'll be like the movie Purge.
Like exponentially more wealth than the richest people already have now.
Do you think you guys could survive in a world run by the Purge?
You could literally have
people's private property be like, imagine like someone's private property is like the size of a state. I mean, just
right.
I don't know. It could just like.
Hey, we're getting pretty close to that now. It's sickening. Like that what's that church pastor guy in Texas? What's his name?
Oh, the one that Rick and Morty made fun of.
Yeah, Joel Osteen, yeah, that guy. Fuck that guy.
Man. Joel Osteen or whatever.
What a jerk. The size of his house is ridiculous. And he makes his money like the Kardashians do. He doesn't deserve a penny of that money. He didn't work a day in his life. So gross.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Have you guys ever talked about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Oh, I guess that's a hot topic right now.
Oh, that guy. You know he's against gay marriage?
Really?
He's against gay marriage.
Well, don't you mean she?
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to misappropriate his gender, her gender.
She really? Is, yeah. Why?
I've always been more of a traditionalist. That was his words. So you're not traditional, bro. Yeah. You're a tranny. You're not traditional.
So he's a trans that wants to marry a man.
Yeah. That's weird, man. Like, how can you... That's just so contradictory.
I don't have a problem with trans people.
I don't either, but I have a problem with him saying that he is against gay marriage.
That's weird.
That just seems so, like, not just him. Ridiculous.
Why?
His I don't really think he thought about it. And, like, to me, I really don't think he is truly somebody who has been a woman his whole life, you know? I think he did it for publicity, honestly, because he's a Kardashian. But, I don't know, I could be wrong.
No, he's a Jenner.
I'm judging his intentions here. That's true. But, like...
Same thing.
It's just... Like, some people, it's really cool. Like, it's awesome that they... I have nothing against transvestite people. Like, it's awesome that they can... They're comfortable enough with themselves to know what they want out of life.
Well, that's different, though, than transgender.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different...
A biological one versus a surgical. Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about people saying that gender has no biological basis? Because that's gross, too. Because that's all that gender is biology. Where do you fall on that, Chase? Are you gender
on
fluid?
On what? Sorry.
On gender fluidity?
What's your opinion of gender fluidity? Is there two genders or seven or bajillion?
I think there's...
two?
I think it's like on a spectrum, but there's only two at the same time.
Yeah.
It's the definition of gender. Like, people want to lump in personality in there.
I think it is like... Depending on how you want to define it, you could say there's definitely many. Or you can say there's two.
Kind of
depends on...
It's, the problem is the definition of gender that they're using. Because gender is your reproductive organs.
Yep,
that's what it is. And they like to say masculine and feminine, which is probably one of the two worst words in the dictionary.
Because they're so vague.
Yeah.
They're generalized.
Yeah. But really, it's personalities. Like, just because you're male doesn't mean you have to like trucks and like... MMA and all that stuff.
Yeah, and grow chest hair.
Yeah, and just because you're a boy, you can't enjoy cooking, and you can't enjoy...
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
Oh, thanks, you too, Chase.
You're actually really nice. You're a nice postman.
Yeah, you're a nice mailman.
All the mailmen I see aren't nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they get better. Maybe give him 5 years and he'll be fucking rap.
Oh, I get mad when people never take the mail out of their box.
Oh,
it's like super full. You can't even shove any more mail in.
When that happens, you have to take it back to the post office, don't you? If you can't.
Depending on what mood I'm in, too, when someone doesn't put their apartment number on the box, I'm just like totally happy about returning.
You read the name, you're like, oh yeah, I remember you.
Yep, yeah.
This piece of shit.
You can deal with this after it's returned. Because it can be. It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah. You deserve this late fee.
Especially right now during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
hectic.
People are not going to go out of their. Can tell you that now. Nobody in the post office is going to go out of their way to figure out what your
right.
where your thing is supposed to go.
Yeah, that, and they're all super...
when everyone's working these kind of hours, they're like not going to
already on the ropes. Yeah.
They're not going to waste like 30 minutes a day on a ton of people like not putting the right addresses.
Yeah, makes sense, man.
A lot of people probably come in and complain and get upset too around this time, like frustrated. My mail didn't come in time.
Yeah.
I think I've misdelivered. I've Just one. I've misdelivered one package so far since I've been here that I know of. Where I just totally messed up.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, everyone does it eventually.
Right, yeah. I'm only human. Can't be perfect.
No, you must be like a machine.
Yeah.
I get mad though, because it's like I'm pretty sure I knew which wrong box I put it in. So like, that person could have, you know, handed it to their neighbor.
But they complained about it instead.
But like, when it never returns, I'm just like, if someone, I don't know, if you get someone else's pack in and you don't bring it back, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, that's a scumbag move, man. But there's scumbags out there. They exist. They're in the population.
Yeah, isn't it like illegal to open somebody else's mail?
Yeah, people probably do that. That's a felony.
People do it all the time. They get a package on their doorstep that's not theirs. They're like, oh, I wonder what I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
If you get this job, though, Chance, this job is harder than you would ever imagine, though. It really is not an easy job.
No, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It looks easy. But it's, especially on a new route, you can't relax. You have to, like, focus all of your attention on what you're doing or you'll take all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing is, it's just like, you can't, even just small hesitations here and there add up, and then you're, like, way late, and you're, like, getting back after, you know, way late, and it's, like, sucks when you're running behind.
Yeah.
Well, now, not now, though. Once you're hit your 90, though, it doesn't really... I mean, they'll just send help. No reason to freak out.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it. I'm getting so burnt out at my job. Like, I'm doing a manager's job for half the pay. Like, my managers are coming to me for questions. Yeah. Like, they're asking me everything.
That's strange.
It's ridiculous. It makes me so mad.
I remember when you talked about your new change. You didn't get really a raise, but you got a promotion.
Yeah, I got a promotion, but no raise. That was such bullshit.
That's backwards.
I like the independence.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice perk.
The one thing I like about mine is that I can just sit around and do nothing. Or do homework.
Security jobs are nice because people can do homework.
Yeah. All I do is, like, stay up all night, drink a Monster energy drink or something.
I don't really do it, though. It's just, like, the pay was almost okay, but it's, like, kind of pretty low. They need to pay people a few more dollars an hour. It's a little bit ridiculously low.
Yeah. Yeah, I get paid 15 or 16, depending on the shift.
Mm. Oh, well, you get paid more than the other places.
Yeah, mine's a good one. I like where I'm at.
Yeah.
I've considered going down to Texas, where my dad's at, on the oil fields, and he gets a ridiculous paycheck every week because he works overtime and he gets paid extremely well. Mm. But I could not handle that. That is so brutal.
It's grueling work.
It's like
losing fingers.
Hardcore. Yeah, I couldn't do it. If I did it for one summer, I could make like easily probably 30 grand in just like 4 months. But yeah, that would be brutal and really tough.
Yeah, that's hard work.
Hard, intense labor.
Yeah.
They work 70-hour weeks too.
They work more than that sometimes. My dad especially, he's been trying to get some money racked up, and he's been working like crazy hours.
Well, the economy's better right now.
Yeah.
There's always jobs
thanks
in the
thanks
oil.
To the coal industry.
Coming to visit Utah?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
I think I heard he was for something.
Someone was saying that this morning.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was for. But
I thought he was coming over to make America.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming over to make Utah great again.
Making the greater Salt
Lake
area great
again. He's
going
to make Utah air clean again.
Yeah. I think you talked about that on the podcast once. Make Utah great again or something.
Oh, that was Joseph Smith made Utah
great again. Yeah, that's what it was. We could make Utah Mexico again.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Like these groups, we can get them out of here. Make this place great again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sending these guys back down across the southern border. That's what he said. That's what he did.
We said, we're going to build a wall dividing West Valley from the freeway.
Make the freeway
great
again.
I can't get over the fact that anybody thinks that that's like a good idea.
Yeah, it's so nationalistic. It's gross.
It's surprising how desperate the people are to get over here in the desert, though, in Mexico. I have heard stories from people that have done it,
And
they pass dozens and dozens and dozens of corpse skeletons just lying in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, if people are willing to go through that, they should probably just let them stay.
Right?
It's pretty gruesome.
It self-selects for the type of people that you that are good for the economy.
Those desperate people.
Like, the kind of people who will be bad for society are not going to be able to like pull themselves together to do that.
Yeah. And a lot of them already live here, and they get a free pass.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing, like, I think what spawned the millennial generation was reality TV.
Could have been. Yeah.
Like, you see these super rich people who do nothing their entire life, and they just talk about how inconvenient Starbucks was that morning, you know, and like, it just creates this feeling of entitlement, like, oh, I'm better than those people, I deserve this, I deserve
being happy.
You
watch those reality shows like the Kardashians, the Snoop Dogg one, the Ozzy Osbourne.
Thinking that you deserve to be happy is so detrimental to hard work and any kind of...
It's a pursuit. You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
You get to try to achieve it.
You work for happiness. So I think that's really what spawned this, was just entitlement. Feeling like you deserve things. I don't know. It's just gross.
Wait, you think millennials are entitled?
Oh, dude. Of course they are.
I don't think so. I don't think any more than any other generation.
I think it's more. I don't know, man.
I wouldn't have liked to grow up in the Great Depression.
If you can complain about your coffee being wrong, there's something. You're removed from reality. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? If someone screwed up your coffee, you wouldn't just...
And it becomes your mission objective to really let that person know how bad they are at their job. You're removed from reality.
No,
you're no longer a human being.
I feel like people who are going to go harass a minimum wage worker are baby boomers of anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually,
definitely.
I think you're a little messed up on that.
We're a lot nicer. I don't think we get upset or too overly aggressive.
That are freaking out about their coffee and not having Christmas patterns on their Starbucks cup too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
the red cups.
Yeah,
that's actually not millennial.
Well, they're raising their millennials.
There are some though. There are some, like the Antifa group. The Antifa group is pretty bad.
Millennials are way more.
They're a minority.
Well, yeah.
Antifa's not even a real thing.
Exactly, it's kind of minority.
It's not even just like a small minority. Created by the media.
And they give a lot of attention to them, even though they're such a small subset group.
So I don't even think
they
they're
seem
that.
Like
I think
they're.
I think most of them are peaceful.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that 1%
that blows it out of
proportion.
Even the people who are going out dressed in black, most of them are peaceful.
Yeah. And that's the problem with Islamophobia as well. It's the 1% that gave it a bad name.
You're going to realize how long some of those protests are, and they grab a couple snips of footage, and then that's all you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been going on for hours and hours.
You don't really know what it was really like.
Yeah, and they portray it as like it's just high stakes all the time.
Even at a concert, at some point, somewhere, a fight's going to break out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to break those up all the time. All the time. We have to kick people out of them.
Yeah, see, that's just what humans do when they're in large gatherings. But then they make it look like it's the protesters, and then they tie it to whatever they're protesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when there's alcohol in a concert as well, it happens. Mm.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody fight the security, though. They've been really nice about that. They'll run away from you, but that's like the extent of them.
Yeah.
You guys find drugs, what do you do?
Depending on the situation, how I feel. Like, one time I was doing bag checks, and I obviously found, like, a tenth, and I just left it. I was like, whatever. And then other times I'm like doing bag checks and like, oh, you can't bring pepper spray in, sorry. And then I'll throw it in the trash. Just little things like that, you know? We have to do bottle checks, no outside alcohol, but there's alcohol in the venue, so like, really, why?
Yeah.
Like, it just really depends on your mood. They tell us to be pretty consistent. I mean, you're not going to catch everything. Yeah. It's almost impossible to catch it all. But when you can, try to, you know?
Yeah.
I think pot should be legal at all concerts.
It gets in no matter what. They don't even drug test us, and we're security guards. The reason they told me, and I don't know if this was official or not, they told me that they don't drug test their security officers because they're already around the pot at the concert, and they're secondhand smoking.
Yeah.
What podcast do you guys listen to?
Ours. Behold Your Goats.
I listen to mostly Your Mom's House, Duncan Trussell Family Hour, Waking Up, and Joe Rogan Experience.
I've wanted to
listen to
some.
Waking Up. Joe Rogan's a little...
It's hit and miss.
Iffy.
Yeah.
He's a little...
Oh, I know which podcast I listen to.
He can be what?
A little quackish.
Sometimes, but I mean, I think he just has so many interests going on that he can get into some weird things.
Like, he'll give way too much time to conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should go listen to Jono and Ben. Jono and Ben are two guys from New Zealand, and they own a radio talk show host and a podcast, and they have a TV show now. They're really good, Jono and Ben.
What do they talk about?
They just talk about New Zealand stuff, so it's kind of a little quirky, but it's good. It's kind of like Flight of the Conchords if it were a podcast.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Comedy thing.
What time are we at on the podcast?
I'm not sure. Let me check real quick.
Jono and Ben.
Jono and Bon.
Yeah, I'll probably name my kid Jono. Not really. I'm just saying that.
Name him Donald.
Yeah, that'll kill him. Donald, what's his middle name? Adolf.
Yeah.
We're a little over an hour. A wee bit. Are you almost done with your work shift, Chase? Or you work until 5?
Oh no. Probably till 5:30.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say later than that. He made it sound all suspenseful. You're like, do you work till 5? He's like, oh no, 5:30. It's only like 30 more minutes.
If it was Monday, I would have said like
Monday
8 o'clock.
Yeah, Mondays suck.
That would suck.
No, Chance said, are you almost done?
Yeah, that's true. It's only 2 o'clock now. Yeah. It's only 2 o'clock right now. That was not a
well, no, but on when it's not December, I could be almost done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we get off at, we do get off at 3:30 occasionally when it's slow.
Yeah.
We do actually have 8-hour shifts. Even when it's slow though, that's kind of rare to get an 8-hour shift. Usually you're still 9 hours.
Right. Yeah.
I do 8-hour shifts and sometimes 12.
The day goes
12.
By pretty fast though.
Yeah, when you're working with your hands like that, it tends to, the time passes pretty quick.
Time passes so slow as a security guard. It's like abysmal.
I love being on. Yeah, but I just listen to music and podcasts all day.
Yeah, yeah, that's the good thing about it, is I open up Pandora.
Yeah.
In the morning, you go while you're in the office setting up the route. You usually talk to your coworkers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. Delivering mail is not as mundane as I thought it would be. It's actually like not that boring. Like the day does go by fast.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps your mind.
There's just
active.
Constantly something to do.
Yeah,
I bet it's a lot like when I used to drive Uber. I enjoyed driving while I was an Uber driver. But I got sick of it because it was just not making enough money.
Oh, no way. The apartment office going to be closed? They better not be. I have to bring all the boxes in there.
Uh-oh.
I better get some food delivered today. Oh, it's going to say, Mookie's work in an hour.
It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uber driving, I liked the long trips, not the short ones. Mm-hmm. The long trips where I'd pick somebody up from the airport. Okay.
Yeah.
And then go to Park City. Those were the bomb.
Yeah.
But having to take somebody like to the Smiths down the street was really lame.
Yeah. Did they have you wait in the parking lot for them to shop? And then
I've only had some people do that, and then some. Yeah. Like if it was like a 5 minute thing, like they're dropping something off, I would do it. Like one guy, I think I might have told you this. I picked up a guy from his house, and he was like hungover, and he was going to a St. Patrick's weekend party.
Oh, okay.
And he had me drive him to the liquor store and get some Grey Goose. And then he's like, wait, I forgot something at my house. And I had to go back to his house. And then he comes back out and he's like, I should probably change. And he goes home inside and changes because he had, like, semen on his, like, pants or something. That's what he said. He said he had a semen stain on his sweats. And he comes back to my car and he's like, let's get another bottle of Grey Goose. And he would go back to the liquor store and then I drop him off at the party and he's like, hey, you wanna come in? I'm like, I'll stay out here. I'm gonna earn some money because tonight's a good night to earn some rides on Uber. So I did the whole night until like 3 a.m. and I made buku bucks.
You did Uber. Do you think it's a scam, some people say?
I think so because
Do you think the cost of your car makes it like less than minimum wage?
The
cost of your car.
Exactly. They have to have a car that's like 10 years or newer, and you have to have all these regulations and stuff, and they end up taking, so what you pay the Uber driver on your app, only 80 or 70% of it goes to him. The entire Uber company keeps like 30%.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
That's really gross.
So whatever you pay on your app, he gets 80% of it.
Yeah.
So I had a tip jar in my car that people could tip me cash, and often I did that.
Yeah.
They were really nice about that.
Hmm.
So I would, it goes by like the mile and how long. So it's like an hour, it goes by a time scale and, what did I say? The mileage, yeah.
Hmm.
But I don't like it anymore. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Driving was okay. I enjoyed the driving because it was just kind of relaxing. But after driving all day, like sitting on your butt, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I've had at the post office, you at least get to get out of the vehicle every once in a while. I never got out
like
of the vehicle.
Like on Sunday, you only do Amazon and you're driving all day, but constantly getting out, it's not so bad.
Yeah, I never got out of the vehicle. That was the problem.
It's just you've got to be real careful. You're going to mess your back up real fast.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I almost messed my back up starting my job security.
Yeah, how's it going?
I had to stand up at concerts and standing on my feet for like six or eight hours. It was kind of tough on my lower back.
Yeah.
So I had to like every once in a while kind of just like, and then go down like this and
stretch
my back up. Standing at concerts is the worst. Unless you have like a rail to lean against. You gotta do it nonchalantly though, because if you're too like casual, people are gonna think like you're a lazy security guard.
Yeah.
So I'll usually hold my hands on the rail like this, like I'm attentive or something.
Asserting your dominance.
Yeah. Show off my muscles or something that I don't have.
Yeah.
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 Well, you have a good rest of your shift, Chase.
All right.
Peace out.
It'll be way fun. See ya.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, call me next time.
Will do, man.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
Peace.
That was good.
That was fun.
I wonder what it's going to sound like, though.
That would suck if it missed all of his dialogue.
I know. That would be so bad. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle. I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare Pokemon. like our Facebook page, they don't message us. Like rare Pokemon.